This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Club Delf is not your traditional music band. In fact, club probably describes what they are better than band, because Club Delf is made up of a revolving lineup of anywhere from 20 to 40 musicians at any given time. Their consistent ingredient over their 16 years is their founder, bass player Mike Rivard, a graduate of Berklee College of Music. The band draws on a mix of influences, from jazz and electronica to trance music to the sounds of Morocco. Their new album is called Fire in the Brain, live at Berklee. And five members of Club Delf are with us right now in the studio, and this is their number, Zeed Al-Mal. Oh, yeah. Club Delf, live right here in Radio Boston. Gentlemen, thank you so much. That was great. And talk about having a perfect seat to hear this music. Really sensational. Let me introduce Mike Rivard. He's the founder of Club Delf. He was playing the sintir on that number, which was called Zeed Al Mal. It's off their new album, Fire in the Brain. And Mike, why don't you introduce the other four members of Club Delf that you've got here in the studio with us?
We've got David Tronzo on slide guitar, Paul Schulteis on keyboard, Mr. Rourke on turntables, and Dean Johnson on drums.
All right. Well, welcome, gentlemen. That was just really, really thrilling. Mike, tell me about that song. I understand you learned that during a trip to Morocco 4 years ago, where
I guess
you've picked up some of the influence for the sound that comes out of this great collective.
Yeah, I had been pretty much obsessed with Morocco and Moroccan music for a long time. And in 2009, I finally got a chance to travel there with an organization called the University of the Middle East, which is based in Somerville. So there was a delegation led by Mayor Joe Curtatone and about 25 healthcare workers, teachers, NGO people, artists. I was kind of the token musician. So the idea was to take a cross-section of the city and go to Tiznit, Morocco, where the UME had established a sister city partnership. Yeah. So we sort of formally inaugurated it, and then on the end of that trip, I went to Essaouira and visited with Malam Mahmoud Guinea, and during that trip, he taught me that song.
It's such a great sound and such a great blend of influence that influences that you guys put out. You know, I know you've got a great and loyal following in this city, but I'm guessing there are at least a few people listening to us right now who haven't heard you or heard of you. So tell a little bit of a story about how this collective came to be, because there are five of you in the studio right now. Mm-hmm. We mentioned that there are, anywhere from, two or three dozen that you draw from?
Yeah, I haven't counted recently, but I think there's been about 100, 120 people that have come in and out of the band over the years.
And why this idea for this sort of revolving door collective?
Because I wanted to have the best cats, and they're all busy, and to try to put a band together with these guys where they're going to be there all the time would be a little difficult. So the idea was to, kind of create a loose foundation and have people come in and out. And it also keeps the music really fresh, and there's always surprises.
Is it ever a challenge, though? I mean, sort of.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, okay.
but it wouldn't be real if it wasn't.
Yeah.
So Mark Sandman, I was playing with Mark. He had a band called Morphine,
of course,
and a side project called the Hypnosonics. And I was, starting to experiment with a lot of kind of open-ended groove-based music with the Hypnosonics. And Mark was busy with Morphine, and I kept bugging him to book Hypnosonics gigs, and finally said, Rivard, you just got to start your own thing. So with his encouragement, I started this, and it started with just kind of drawing on musicians in the other bands that I was playing with, and then it's really a club in the sense that people then recommend people, and they come in, and there's people that have played with the group once or twice, and then there's like these guys here that have played multiple times. So they're kind of the inner circle, the 33 degree Club Delphians.
Listeners, this is Mike Rivard from Club Delf. He's here with four other members of Club Delf. They've got a brand new album out called Fire in the Brain, live at Berkeley. And you're going to do something else for us, right?
Yeah, we're going to do, this isn't actually on that album. This is from the studio album that we released a couple years ago called Electric Morocco Land. It's called Berber Song.
All right, Club Delf with Berber Song.
Thank you.
Right, that's Fire in the Brain. That was the Berber song. Club Delf playing the Berber song. They have a new album called Fire in the Brain live at Berkeley, which they're releasing, by the way, Friday night at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. So that would definitely be worth something to do. Mike Rivard playing bass guitar there, founder of the band. Mike, great sound. I want to mention that, you know, the versions you're playing in our studio, much shorter than the songs you usually do. I've seen you perform at Lizard Lounge. Your songs run at, 15, 20 minutes, and you really create a kind of wonderful sort of, I don't know, almost trance-like atmosphere in there.
They go on as long as they need to. And what we try to do is not stop and start. So we play continuously, and the magic is finding ways to connect the tunes, you know, different connective tissue, if you will. And so, we'll play. I mean, that song could go on for 20, 25 minutes and certainly has in the past.
Well, it's a great experience. You've had such a good relationship over the years with Lizard Lounge, in Cambridge, haven't you?
We have, yeah. It's like home for us. It's like our laboratory. We know the sound. We just go in there, and it really allows us to kind of open up and just do what it is we do.
Well, Mike Rivard, I want to make sure that we leave enough time for you to start this final song. You're going to do Big Light in the Sky for us, is that
no,
right?
Actually, we're going to do a lot of the music that we do is very improvised, so mm-hmm. we thought, you know, it'd be appropriate to do an improvisation.
Excellent.
So this is called Gator Improv, because I put these alligator clips on the strings of the bass, and it sort of turns it into a different kind of sounding thing. And Dave plays with all sorts of different prepared, like if you turn around, he's got a button.
You've got a button. You've got sort of a slide. You've got a slide on your pinky, but then you've got a button that you're running up and down.
He was playing with a carrot before. I gave him a carrot from the farm I work at, and he rocked it.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to end the show with Club Delf playing whatever it is they're going to play. They've got a CD release party, Fire in the Brain, live at Berkeley at the Lizard Lounge this Friday night. Mike Rivard, Dave Tronzo, Mr. Rourke, Dean Johnson, Paul Schulteis, thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Anthony.
Great pleasure.
Just like you don't be electrocuted each day. Comes closer, you tension builds up. Tension builds up. It builds up in me. I don't realize it. But it's always building up. And the closer it gets, the worse it gets. Building up. Building up.
What I call the elf music.